Dear kind and righteous Father, we are so thankful tonight for allowing us to convene at this place and time to hear the message of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we are so privileged you have allowed us to make it through to this day of the week and to have an opportunity to breathe fresh air once more and have life upon this earth. But Lord, we also recognize the responsibility you have placed upon all men to respond with obedient faith to the gospel message about your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that those listening tonight are here for that purpose. And perhaps, Lord, someone is here who is seeking truth tonight. Perhaps there is someone who is seeking to know the truth as it relates to your inspired word about your Son. Pray, Lord, tonight that Brother Stroud makes it perfectly clear regarding the necessity of baptism and the one baptism that your Bible speaks of, in which one can have their sins remitted. Pray, Lord, that someone desires to worship you in spirit and in truth. Pray that someone is seeking true worship, Lord. Thank you for placing Brother Stroud in the path this evening. Pray, Lord, that when he presents the gospel and places the onus upon acceptance or denial, pray, Lord, that whoever listens will accept it. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
We're very grateful tonight to have each and every person on the call, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call. We are so thankful to have everybody on the call tonight. Our speaker is my co-laborer, co-servant at Holland Heights. We minister together here in the person of Brother Horace Stroud. Brother Stroud will come to us tonight with the topic, "Have you not read about the baptism that saves?" Brother Stroud, tell us about the baptism that saves.
Thank you, Tommy Ray. And I want to thank the Lord for this privilege and opportunity to speak this evening. I'd like to also thank again Brother Brooks and Brother Flounder for my selection to discuss this important and eternal subject that I've been given on tonight. Have ye not read about the baptism that saves? In order for something to be read, it must first be written. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and verse number 30 and 31. Because the purpose of John writing the gospel is stated in those two verses. The Bible reads, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book," verse 31, "but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." So we find that when John wrote, the purpose of the book was that one might believe that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Christ also has given us rules in the New Testament. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 16. Matthew chapter 19 and the verse is number 16. The Bible reads, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." Jesus said, if one was to enter into life, one must keep the commandments. And hopefully we have those out with us on this evening. And my responsibility is to share and to teach the word of God. So when we find the word commandments, commandments are laws given by God that tell us what to do or not to do. The New Testament gives permission to do or not to do something in three ways. Number one, we have a direct command or a statement. That is a direct statement of something which should or should not be done. Number two, we have an approved example. When we read of the New Testament Christians doing or not doing something with the approval of the apostles or of Christ, then we know it is an authorized activity. Number three, we have a necessary conclusion or inference. Sometimes we can necessarily reach a conclusion based on known facts from a command or an example which the Bible authorizes. Why do you say that, Brother Stroud? Because we want to apply these three biblical teachings to our subject tonight, the baptism that saved. Let us first see a direct command, a statement regarding baptism. In Mark chapter 16, and the verse is number 15. Mark chapter 16, and the verse is number 15. The Bible reads, "And he, Jesus, said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Preach the gospel to every creature. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So we find a direct statement, a command that Jesus gave, that one had to believe and be baptized. And so let us turn now to Acts chapter 8, as we'll find an approved example of baptism, what is involved in the baptism that saves, and also we'll be able to find conclusions or inferences in the text. In Acts chapter 8, and beginning at verse 26, so you can see the development of this text in the scriptures, the Bible reads, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose, Philip did, and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship." So you had a man whose responsibility was being in charge of all of the queen's treasure. He had gone to Jerusalem for to worship. The Bible reads, he was returning, verse number 28, and sitting in his chariot, he read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." And the Bible says, "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest?" Or do you understand what you're reading? And what we find, for one to be obedient to the Lord, he has to have an honest heart. The Bible says in verse 31, he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me or some man show me the way?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The Bible says in verse 32, reads, "The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip, or asked Philip in verse 34, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? The Bible reads, then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. So, first point, we find that in the baptism that saves, it involves the preaching of Jesus. He preached unto him Jesus. And the Bible says, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? We can conclude that from the preaching of Jesus that Philip talked to the eunuch about baptism, because the eunuch is the one that made the statement, see, here is water. What do hinder me to be baptized? So we find that in baptism, water is an element in one's baptism. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the purpose for John writing the gospel of John, was that those might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So we find another point in what the baptism that saves. It is one making the confession of what they believe in their heart, that one believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so the Bible says, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. So we find in the baptism that saves, it involves both individuals going down into the water, and the one that preached to the one, the teacher that preached to the student, the preacher, the teacher baptized the student. We find that in the text. We also find that the Bible says, and when they will come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. So we find that in one's baptism, that this is an example, an approved example, of how one is to be baptized after being taught the necessity of baptism. We also read that the one desiring to be baptized made a confession of his belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Also, in Acts chapter 2, if you'll turn there with me, and the verse is number 38, when Peter had taught those on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And now it tells us what baptism is for. It is for the remission or the forgiveness of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So we find in what's involved in one's baptism is that one is preached Jesus. One also makes the confession what they believe in their heart, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. They make that confession. One repents of their sins. Repentance is that I turn from what the way I've been living, and I turn now to Christ, and that I am also, I've heard the gospel, I'm also water baptized. But the question one may ask is, what did Philip preach to the eunuch concerning Jesus? I'm glad you asked that question. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and the verse is number 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and the verse is number 18. We find the Bible says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish, it is foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So we find that the preaching of the cross is part of God's power to save. Not only baptism is involved in one's salvation, but the Bible reads that the preaching of the cross is to one that is saved, it is the power of God. So we find that the preaching of the cross, what is the preaching of the cross? In John chapter 19, if you'll turn there with me, and the verse is number 31. Let us read about the cross. John 19 and verse 31, the Bible reads, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain, notice now, upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. And they're talking about Jesus and the two thieves that was on the cross beside him. The Bible says, then came the soldier and broke the legs of the first and of the other, which was, notice now, crucified with him. So crucifixion was the Roman act of nailing someone's hands and nailing someone's feet on the cross until death came about. And the Bible says, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. He died on the cross. The Bible says, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out, notice now, two elements, blood and water. Blood and water. And Revelations chapter 1 and the verse is number 5. The Bible teaches the importance of the blood of Christ. The Bible reads, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him, notice now, that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. So we find that it was the blood of Christ that washed us from our sin. Now we know that in Mark 16, Jesus said, preach the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? Let's go back to 1 Corinthians and the chapter is chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let us find about the gospel. Paul wrote to the Corinthians in verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also, notice now, you are saved. So the gospel is also involved in the power to save a person. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. And then Paul states three facts of the gospel. What I delivered unto you, notice now, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Secondly, verse 4, and that he was buried. And thirdly, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ died for the sins of man. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and that's what John wrote about in his gospel, that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that you might have life, that you might have life. How does one obtain that spiritual life? Well, we find in 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 and beginning at verse 18. 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. The Bible reads, "For Christ also has once suffered." Notice now, "for sins." Be just. "For all of us who were unjust." And the reason being, the Bible says that he might bring us to God. How? By being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Holy Spirit. So we find in 1 Peter 3 and 8 that Christ suffered, once suffered, for sins, the just for the unjust. And the reason being that God used his Son to bring us back to him. The Bible reads, "By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison," which sometimes the Bible reads were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. And I want to say to you, if you're out listening to the call on tonight and you have not obeyed the gospel and become a Christian, a member of the Church of Christ, God is exhibiting long-suffering towards you as he did in the days of Noah. God is being long-suffering now, or he's suffering wrong with you, giving you an opportunity as you have tonight where you are able to hear the gospel. The Bible says, "Whereby eight souls are saved by water." But today, no one is saved by water only. Water is an element in one's salvation. But the Bible says, "The like figure," meaning water, "whereunto even baptism doeth also now save us." But understand, as we study tonight, when one is baptized, one is baptized not only in water, but the blood of Christ is also by faith in the water, because it is the blood that washes away the sin and not the water. But one is baptized in water because baptism is a burial. By definition, baptism is when one is the act of completely covering someone in water. That's by being baptized. However, baptism is when one that is in water come in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ. And Peter said, "Is not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but it is the answer of a good conscience toward God." And so how do I have a good conscience toward God? When I keep the commandments of God. And he says, "By the resurrection of Jesus Christ." So on tonight, you have now read about the baptism that saves. Involved in the baptism that saves, as we have read tonight, is that one hear the preaching of the cross about Jesus dying, suffering on that cross, dying for our sins. One must believe that which you hear concerning Jesus Christ. One must, as we read tonight, one must repent of their sins. They then will confess what they believe in their heart, that based on the written word that we have read, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and they culminate that obedience in water baptism, coming in contact with the blood of Christ by faith in water baptism. And the Bible says, Peter says, that like figure water were unto even baptism, which is when Jesus Christ died on the cross and the soldier pierced him in the side, two elements were present, blood and water, at his death. When a person dies to sin initially, those same two elements are present. One in the water and the other one by faith, and that's the blood of Christ, which washes away all of our sin. And so to be saved, well, one say, well, what is salvation? What does it mean, the baptism that saves? Being saved is a spiritual act of releasing or freeing someone from their sins that is given by God to those that are obedient to the conditions that are written in the New Testament. And so tonight, we have spoken from the Word of God how one who have not read, now we have read about the baptism that saved one from their sin, that involved the suffering Savior who died on the cross for our sins. And we must be obedient to that message, as the Ethiopian eunuch was. And what God does then is places you in the only place of salvation, according to Acts 2:47, that is the church. And we find from Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, remember we talked about you have to read what is written. And we find the only church that we can read about, the descriptive phrase is given in Romans 16:16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The church of Christ salutes you. And so I ask tonight, my plea tonight, if you are listening tonight and you have not obeyed the Lord, you've read tonight about the baptism that saves, will you be obedient to the message that is written in the scriptures and obey the Lord, keep his commandments, and become a Christian and make heaven your home? Thank you very much for listening to me tonight. I turn the services back over to Brother Brooke. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Stroud. We're very thankful to have you on the call tonight. Thank you for the message on the baptism to save. Those who are on the call tonight and are members of the Church of Christ have not been baptized, or perhaps you were baptized before, you didn't have the baptism to save. We pray tonight you have opened your heart to receive with meekness God's word. We'll obey it for it's eternally and everlasting, too late. If you have a question about anything we said on our call, if you have a question for me, you can, Brother Stroud, we work together. Just email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Perhaps you have interest in being baptized or a Bible study. Go ahead and email us at that email address, nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com, and we make sure, no matter where you are in the listening audience, we'll make sure we'll get a teacher to you, we'll assist you with baptism, what your desires are in pertaining to the saving of your soul. Also, you may want to go back and listen to us. The recorded message will be on our website at HollandHeightsCoc.net. That's HollandHeightsCoc.net. And there you go to the sermon tab and you find the Nationwide Gospel Meeting sermons there. All the speakers, sermons that they preach by their name. You can download them. You can record them. You can listen to them and download them and rewind them and go back and study them for yourself. So we hope you will do that. Let's pray to God. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your blessings in life. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord, your Son. Long bled and died on Calvary's Hill. Father, we thank you for him. Thank you so very much for the blood that he shed. Wash our sins away. The same blood that purchased his church, the Church of Christ. I pray, Father, that those who are listening tonight that are not members of the Church of Christ, have not been born again of the water and the Spirit, will obey it for it's everlasting, not only too late. They too can be added to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. We thank you for Brother Stroud. We pray for him and his ministry. Continue to bless him, Lord, in a special way. Lord, we thank you so very much for this week. It's been a great week. All of our speakers and all the messages have been taught this week. We pray you continue to bless our efforts as we reach out to the world through this avenue, the conference call. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that we've experienced so far. Thank you so very much for giving increase to our efforts. Continue to bless us, Father. Till next week, we thank you so very much for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless each of you. Thank you for joining us this week. Come back next week, Monday night. We'll go for another week with the Nationwide Gospel Meeting Call. hosted by the Church of Christ in Holland Heights, located 105 West Louisville, Houston, Texas. May God bless each of you and have a good night, friends.